exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Every afternoon we explain something well for you. It's a short one today because there's music from Ace of Base and from Harry Styles on the way, and Amy Clanon's Curd is our guest until 6 tonight. But what are we explaining well, Christelle?
So today we're talking fake news, and I don't know if you guys saw the post doing the rounds alleging that the SABC wants to charge you 401 rand to have a license for your car radio. And if you're driving, please don't now drive erratically from shock. But so this is fake news.
Yes.
And we just firstly wanted to clear that up, that it's not true.
So fake news, and why we are discussing the fake news, is because it looked and seemed so legit.
Yeah. We were even checking now. The person quoted at the bottom of the statement is the actual person who would be quoted in this kind of statement. It's got the SABC logo on. It's got, you know, the usual kind of SABC statement that, you know, there would be penalties if you don't pay this.
Because, I mean, organizations put out press releases all the time.
Yeah.
You take a copy of the actual press release with the real details on it and the real letterhead and everything. You open it in Photoshop, you select the text, you delete it, you paste your own text, and you put it on the internet. Ha, ha, ha.
So not that we're doing a guide on how to do fake news, but that would be a good one.
No, but I mean, that's what people do.
Yeah, and the thing is, what people do with fake news is, jy vat iets wat so greintjie van waarheid dalk in het, of wat dalk waar kan klink. Want daar is voorgestelde veranderinge aan die SABC se lisensiefooi strukture, maar hierdie is nie die voorgestelde veranderinge nie.
No, exactly.
So, yeah, I don't know what it looks, aims to achieve, but it's not true. If you're sitting in the traffic outside the studio, don't panic. You don't need to pay a license to listen to us. We'll stay here.
No, you don't. And it's really, I was going to use a strong word, but I'm not sure I'm allowed to. It has really irritated them, because I see just about every SABC radio station is carrying live reads about this like 3 times an hour.
But it's,
you know, they're really angry about it.
Maar dit kom terug na my punt toe, want as jy hierdie ding gesien het, dit lyk en klink en dit it looks legit.
It does.
So for someone who's not going to interrogate that and is just going to see a picture and interpret it as the truth and as real news, it can do a lot of damage.
All I'm going to say is that if someone sends you something, or you see it on social media, or you get sent it on WhatsApp, it doesn't matter if it's on the official letterhead, it doesn't matter what it looks like, until you see the SABC website post it, don't believe it. Save yourself a lot of blood pressure and a lot of irritation. I don't believe a single thing I read until I've gone back and checked.
Did
they post it?
Yeah, I mean, how we came across this as the newsroom was on Twitter. So there's already a bit of a red flag. It's not an SABC communique that they've sent out. I remember watching a TEDx talk on fake news, and one of the points they made is if you want to avoid the purveyors of fake news who enjoy lurking in dark alleys, stay out of the dark alleys.
No, I like the dark alleys. They are my favorite places. We hang out on the internet and it's dark alleys everywhere. So that is not a true story. Always go back and check. If you see something that immediately gets your blood pressure up, go and check, because the blood pressure merchants are relying on your blood pressure. It's what fuels them. Don't let them do it to you.
Robin Ross, weekdays 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.